What is your name?
My name is Liva Marie Bost.
And date of birth?
July 21st, 05.
City or town?
Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Where was or is your family from?
My family was originally from Iowa and Illinois.
And what brought them to Oklahoma?
Land.
What was your father's occupation?
He had been a student and had worked as a grocery clerk.
Was your mother also employed?
She had been a student in Oklahoma A&M. She graduated from Oklahoma A&M and became the first girl graduate in the state. I had a building named for her there. She later taught school.
How many siblings do you have?
Three.
During the 1930s, about how many people lived in your home?
Five.
Describe the house in which you lived.
It was a five-room house in Tulsa, Oklahoma. My family consisted of five people and five family members and my brother.
Did you live in a rural or urban area?
Urban.
And what did your neighbors do, their occupation?
They were all employed in the city.
What was life like in your household? Describe a typical day.
Well, I did all the work. Everybody else, the children went to school. My husband sold insurance and was gone. My brother worked in the office downtown. I did all the work. Housework.
What is your fondest memory?
At that time, all it was necessary was for us all to be together, and we played games in the yard or games at home. We played piano and sang.
How did you handle everyday needs? Like cooking, how was food stored?
I did everything, did all the cooking, and the food was stored. We had a refrigerator, and the food was stored in the refrigerator.
And the housework, the cleaning?
I did it all.
What was your first paid job?
When I was first year out of high school, I was a cook at a telegraph office.
What'd you do for fun and entertainment?
Well, at this time, we just played a lot and not any formal games or anything like that, just to be together and games like that. Mm-hmm.
If married, when and to whom?
Married to Francis Willard Kephart in June the 2nd, 1925.
How did you meet?
He was a teacher in school, and I was a student in college. We met during our extracurricular activities in college.
How many children do you have?
We have two.
Now, in the Dust Bowl, what changes in your role as a woman in the family because of the needs of time?
Well, at the time of the Dust Bowl, we lived in western Oklahoma. It was not on a farm, but it was in a rural community. And the needs of were just ordinary needs, because everything was always covered with dust. The curtains, the household, everything on the house was always dusty. And of course outside, although there was the machinery or anything like that for us to care for, it was just that dust was ever present.
How were your material possessions affected? Your house, car, clothes, appliances?
Well, in the first place, we didn't have any appliances, but then they were not unduly affected.
Did you approach for Did you prepare for approaching dusters?
I don't remember that.
Was there any time to prepare any warning or signals from animals?
Not like there would be now, you know, don't fit into like television or radio or anything like that. And I don't remember if there was anything.
Did anyone in your family flee the Dust Bowl?
No.
Any neighbors or friends who left?
No.
Any encounters with gypsies, tramps, or hobos?
No, not that time.
How did the dust storms change daily life? Like, how'd you do the laundry and sleep with that dust coming in and prepare the house for the storms?
Well, it wasn't like you saw in the movie. The dust would just be thick every place, but it was just insidious. It was just always there. So we treated it just as we always had. We would hang wet sheets over the windows and for cooling, not for, especially more for the dust, but for cooling.
What did you think about the first time you saw a dust storm?
I don't know that I ever saw one, like I was portrayed in movies.
What did it look like outside after a duster?
I suppose the dust was as thick as it had been before.
Why did you stay in Oklahoma?
One of the first perfect terms was my home, and we knew everybody there. And so the jobs that we both taught school, and we had a job secret set up, you know, if we needed help. And it just didn't occur to us to leave. I don't know why we stayed there. I don't know why.
What constituted hard times?
Well, the main thing that caused hard times was the depression. I remember the Dust Bowl and for us causing anymore, not as much as when the banks failed or when the government came in and put the stops on the wool and the wheat, and in that way it caused a very hard time. We were very poor.
Did your family receive any type of assistance to deal with hard times?
No.
No public or private church funds, supports, agencies, or anything like that. What is your most vivid memory of the Dust Bowl?
Just continuation. I don't, where I lived, it was, didn't seem to be any worse than any other time, you know.
What were your political views before?
Well, I think, I don't remember that it was of much concern to me at the time, but I know that we did notice after and during the Depression that we were very much into different changes as it came about, especially with money.
What were some of the changes because of your experience? Some of the common complaints were about the New Deal programs for AG.
Most of those programs were good in itself. I remember we all really appreciated Roosevelt's efforts. He seemed to be a very wealthy man who really took a thought of people who didn't have enough money. Money was really our problem. And then when the banks closed, you know, one time why it was shut down, we didn't get the money that we had.
Was there any alteration of your views toward the environment?
No. We were not farmers. We didn't have anything to do with the land. We just have to live on it a couple of years in the summertime. But in the school teaching business, it just was a job, and as long as we could have a school teaching job in the winter, well, that was about the best we could do.
At the time, what was your impression of the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression?
Well, It was a...
What was the general consensus for the cause of the Death Star?
So the Death Star was caused, of course, by the plowing up of all the prairie land for planting wheat, and as a result, the bumper crops, which made us also very rich, and then we didn't get the rains, and the land just all blew away. Every day we were anymore wheat farms.
How do you feel about the area today?
Well, I feel about the same. I love it because it's my home. However, I do always notice that when I'm on the prairies, I feel so vulnerable. And I'm all protected that I feel like when I live in the hills of Kentucky.
Did you have nightmares about the dust?
No. In fact, I don't remember much about it. I just remember about the depression.
With it. How would you say that you have been changed by your Dust Bowl experience?
Oh, I know that those are very real part of my life, and have affected me greatly.
Were those changes permanent?
I'm sure they were, although I thought many times that what makes Oklahoma strong is a mighty wind that blows and holds them up and they should stand straight and tall. And I feel I have always felt that Western strength.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.